Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many understand confidentiality is a part of not hurting people? Things that you may become privy to that if told to others could hurt them in their eyes or damage them some way or cause people to think less of them. Love wouldn't repeat it. Love wouldn't tell it. I said love wouldn't tell it. In fact, let me read to you, you're holding your place there in Samuel, but the scripture talks about that. That in Proverbs 11:13, don't turn there, I'm just reading it to you. Proverbs 11:13 says, a talebearer reveals secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. The Revised Standard Version says, he that's trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing hidden. I think this is one of the most common areas where Christians fail in keeping the love command. Is that they tell things about each other to other people that they should not tell. How many understand for a husband to tell other men or other women about his wife's mistakes and shortcomings is being unfaithful? It is. How about a wife telling her female friends or her co-workers at the office the shortcomings and failures and mistakes of her husband? Is that okay?
No.
It's a betrayal of confidence. It is unfaithfulness. And it's true with all of us, whether it's me with you, you with me, people in church together, people working together, in families together. It is not okay to betray confidence and tell things that ought not be told. Why? Because it is hurting them. In the eyes of these people you're talking to, it's making them think less of them. Isn't it? And yet people, Christians I'm talking about now, they go, well, I just need somebody to vent on. I need somebody, you know, it's things are so bad. I need somebody to talk to. Well, you can talk without making them look bad. I only had a few amens. I'm telling you, it is unfaithfulness. So we're talking about being faithful, aren't we? It's unfaithful to disclose things that ought to be confidential and to make your friends and your family and co-workers look bad and people think less of them. You hurt them. I know in my few years of ministry, the times I've got the most seriously in trouble with the Lord is when I said something that hurt somebody in somebody else's eyes. Thank God it hadn't happened too much. But, you know, the further I go, I was talking to Phyllis about this just this week, the more I see how there is nothing more important than us loving each other. People talk about all kind of things in connection with church and ministry, but I'm telling you, the more you get to know the Lord, you'll find out there's nothing more important to Him than this. How we treat each other is absolutely number one, most important. I had to learn. I made a few mistakes in the earlier days of my ministry. As the Lord began to use me, as more people began to know me, as my words carried more weight, people would ask me, well, what do you think about Brother so-and-so? Or what do you think about what he's preaching or what they're doing over there? And sometimes, I know on one particular occasion, I just said, well, you know, I didn't say too much about it, but I implied that something wasn't right. And when I walked away, man, the Lord got a hold of me. He said, now, you didn't see it, but that man's not going to invite him to do a meeting that they were going to do. Because you hesitated and implied something negative. I didn't realize my words were carrying that much weight. And on another occasion, I said something kind of, you know, didn't mean to say it, but it didn't cast somebody in the best light about a situation. And I mean, before I got back to my little office where I was, boy, my heart was grieved. I mean, it took me the afternoon to get it straight because I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And the Lord dealt with me. You caused them to appear smaller in that person's eyes. Well, if I hurt them with my words, that is violation of the New Testament commandment. And I have done them harm and not good. One of the things that Hippocrates said concerning this oath that we mentioned and quoted part of it, he said this, as to diseases, make a habit of two things, to help, or at least to do no harm. Kind of sounds like what your mother told you. If you can't say anything good, don't say anything at all. What does that mean? If you can't help, at the very least, don't hurt. Say it out loud, do no harm.
Do no
hurt.
Do no hurt.
Now that's not just a good idea. How many understand we read Romans 10 that said love does no ill, no harm, no hurt to its neighbor. So love is the fulfilling of all the law. How many understand in this new covenant we got one commandment? So what about the Ten Commandments? If you keep the one, you will be keeping all the ten. If I love you, I'm not going to hurt you by lying to you. I'm not going to commit adultery with your spouse. I'm not going to steal from you. All the commandments that were given to curb sin are fulfilled. In the one law, if I won't hurt you, then I'm not going to break any of those commandments. Can you see that? But friend, the enemy is very crafty. He's such a deceiver. And people right and left, I'm talking about Christians, I'm talking about tongue talkers, are hurting each other. And I mean hurting each other bad. And one of the sad things about it is so many of them are justifying themselves in it. How many remember Judas betrayed the Lord? Was he a traitor? Was he a betrayer? Was he unfaithful? Well, do you suppose, how did he do that though? How did he go sell the Lord out to his enemies? How did he set him up and bring the people that wanted to kill him right to him and greet the Lord with a kiss? How did he do that? He had to justify himself some way in it, didn't he? I'm sure, you know, I've heard other people try to say, well, you know, he was trying to push the Lord to show his hand and to do this or that. Well, he might have even entertained some of these ideas that he became disillusioned. Jesus is not going to stand up and do what he should do, so he's going to try to force him to do it, or I don't know what he might have imagined. But the truth is, he wanted the money. And he was a traitor. That's the final bottom line. And so many times, they try to justify themselves. Well, I just couldn't take it any longer. I had to tell somebody. The truth needs to be told. People need to know. Well, if they do, does it have to come through you? Does it have to be you that sticks the knife in the back of your own friend or family member? Now, you know what I'm talking about. The people that's the closest to you are the ones that can hurt you the most. The people you barely know, the people that you're hardly ever with, what can they do to you? They can say stuff and do stuff, but you never expected much out of them. But it's the people you let in close. It's the people you make yourself vulnerable to. It's the people you open up your life to, and they know not only your strong points, but your weak points. These are the people that can hurt you the most. But how many know a faithful man won't abuse that privilege? A faithful person that allows you in. I know as Phyllis and I were privileged to train and serve with the Hagins, Brother Kenneth Hagin and Miss Aretha, who are both in heaven now. The Lord told me going in, and I kept it in front of me, and it kept she and I both straight for year after year. He said, I'm sending you to help. I'm sending you to learn. I am not sending you to judge. Somebody say it out loud. To help. To learn. Not to judge. He said, "Dare my servants, I'll judge them. It doesn't pertain to you. I sent you to help. I sent you to learn, not to judge." And they're such wonderful people that year after year, we didn't have too many things come up. But if anything did, we just looked at each other and said, "We're here to help. We're here to learn. We are not here to judge." And how many have done that'll keep you from entertaining stuff that would lead you down a path that would cause you to hurt them? Just in the last year or two, I've seen some of the most awful things in ministries. Other ministries I'm talking about. People that came up under individuals, that they loved them and taught them and trained them, gave them a place to develop, sometimes over a period of years, sometimes over a period of decades. And these same people turned on them and went to their enemies and gave them all the ammunition they could against them. How many understand? There just is no excuse for a thing like that. I mean, that's about as low as a man or a woman can go. Somebody says, "Well, they did wrong." Well, what if they did? Are you their judge? "Well, you know, I just don't think that's right. And I think it ought to be told. And I think it ought to come out." Look at this passage here if you're holding it in 1 Samuel 24. 1 Samuel 24. David became connected with Saul. Do you remember that? And David only did good to Saul. God used David to win a great battle with Goliath, and the whole war was turned. And then David led Saul's troops to victory after victory after victory. You remember that? And then there were times when Saul was tormented, and David had come in and play with his harp and with the anointing God had put on him and soothe him, and he'd get relief. In his personal life, in the nation, David did so many things to help him. And in return, out of jealousy and envy and fear, Saul sought to kill him, meant to kill him, pursued him and chased him. There are people who will return to you evil for the good you did them. But does it justify you hurting them back? Is that the God way? Will it help you? No, it won't. That's the thing we need to learn. It won't help you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, No Harm, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611F. That's R611F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.